Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Eco Talk Show. Join us celebrating responsible cleanup in Niger Delta, Nigeria. Featuring your host is Eko Nagashima. Eko is hosting you from Japan, Tokushima. Welcome to Global Eco Talk Show, 37th episode. Today, 8th February 2015, Sunday, 12 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. in Nigeria. 8 p.m. in London, or 8th, Monday, 5 a.m. in Japan. This is Eko, your host of the show. Today's guest is Mr. Doriko Bassi in Uyo City. He has been associated with Slashing Inc., our non-profit organization, since 2010, when organization was called Residents Waste Cleaning Control Limited in Uyo City, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. At that time, Slashing Inc. was a private environmental company that provided house-to-house service to collect refuse and unwanted materials, recycling services in the residential, hotels, and library areas. We also provided community-based environmental workshops. You may be surprised because I never mentioned this before. I did not mention because my business partner was a violent person. Anyway, I met Mr. Bassi at that time. He helped my daughter and I when we were completely left destitute and abandoned. Mr. Bassi and his wife used to come and give us food, money, and taught us Bible. This is how I knew he is very honest and a reliable person. Will you forget when someone helped you at your time of severe difficulty? No, right? Mr. Bassi now is appointed to work as a human resource manager for the skill acquisition training in the Niger Delta. Because of his widely spread network around the Akwa Ibom State and Lagos, Nigeria, and he knows many people who are reliable, honest, and hardworking. Therefore, we interview him to find out how he does and what basis he is able to do so. You know, I am impressed with his simple way of dealing with others and his ability to spot good individuals at ease. Okay, Mr. Bassi, Doriko Bassi, let us welcome him. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, will you tell us about yourself, that where you are now and everything? Go ahead.
Evening, everybody. We are in Nigeria. I'm Mr. Sebastian Trico.
Okay. And
so
then, how is your family?
We thank God. We are coping with every situation. We meet ourselves. We don't have much problem. Our God is feeding us, so we don't have much problem.
Okay. Let's see. Now, you are selected as human resource manager. What is the most important quality in people you are looking?
Well, we try to read the heart of people we mix with people from different walks of life. We try to understand why they do certain things and why they refuse to do certain things. And that helps us to build up a friendship. And we continue to expand our friendship with everyone we meet. And so if it comes to work, we try to look at people that we can trust and do whatever we want to do freely without a biased mind, because we try to look at the heart, not just the physical appearance of anyone.
Okay. Looking at her heart is something that you cannot see from outside. So
yeah.
Do you have any technique for that? I don't think that many people are able to do such a thing unless you can read the mind, you know.
I said we cannot read the heart. It is only the Creator that can read the heart. But through some behavior we observe in people, or questions and the interaction with people, we got to know at least a little of what we can do and how we can read the heart of everyone we meet.
Okay. So you are observing actions of people.
You're right.
Okay. Now, what kind of reward would you like to give them if they do well? For example, do you give them compliments? Do you give them something? Or how do you reward the people when they do well?
Well, anyone that does whatever is doing well, that appreciation value more than the money. Because when you appreciate what someone is doing, then you encourage the person to do more.
Okay. What kind of punishment would you like to give if people do not follow you through?
We are not to coerce anyone. If we notice that this person do not live according to the standards that we feel, it will make others to feel free. The best is to tell him, this is what you're not doing fine. Encourage him to do fine. If he still refuses to do fine, then there's nothing we can do than to ask him not to work with us again.
Okay.
But we have to encourage him first, telling him this is what you should do that will be good for you and good for everyone. But if he consistently refuses to, then we'll have to take action that we disassociate with the person. Because instead of bringing problems to ourselves and others, we would ask him to stay clear.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. What is the requirement for the people to be employed for clean up?
Yeah. Apart from the paper qualification, the attitude also matters, because when one submits an application, we are now one in one talking. The action to each question would inform us the next thing to do. I mentioned earlier on that we look at the behavior of people, we know what we could do, what we could not do. And so we're interested in what is in the heart. We try as much as possible to read the heart of people through a discussion.
Okay. Swatting Ink requires letters from the individuals who are going to be employed, because they need to be guaranteed by elders in the community. And how many people are possible to be able to do that? You think it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. Before we can work with anyone, we need to know a little background, and then we try to know who are those that, if anything, we should look to those people and say they are the one that will guarantee, like. What we're saying, we don't just go and enter without knowing where the person is from, what he can do, what he cannot do. So we just need to be sure before that, even if there is no guarantee or no guarantor, we know that person will do the right thing at the right time. That is why we hammer on the behavior, what is in the heart. Because when the person is trying to do the right thing from the heart, even if there is no one supervising, if there is no guarantor, you will not have problem because you will know what to do and do it rightly. Yeah.
Some people on this side are talking about, very concerned about the risk, working in
the risk
of danger,
yeah.
The terrorists' danger that
yeah.
in the Niger Delta. And will you tell us how dangerous it is in the Niger Delta to work?
Yeah. Talking about danger, even a person in the house that can face danger. And so when going to a community, we start from the primary. That is, we try to understand the community and know who are the people that are involved in the community. We try to know what is their requirement before certain things could be done. And so we do the preliminary work before we can go further. Because when you try to understand the community, what they require, then you're able to meet up with the requirement. That in itself will help the relationship. There could be no higher risk.
Okay, beforehand, you're going to research in the community.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. If the people, for example, in the area start fighting, what would be the remedy?
Well, since we have done the primary work, if there is any problem, in fact, just to avoid problem from coming up, call for hiring people, want to hire people. We don't just bring people from another community to dominate the community that we want to do something. So majority of the people will come from that community we want to work, while the expatriates will be from other side to train those ones in the community. And so people that come from that community and is working there, that will help to reduce the risk, because they know it is them that benefit from whatever that is going on there. So any cause of damage, it will be against them, because they are the ones that benefit from the project. So we try to reach an agreement, and that will reduce the risk of crisis.
I see. I hear a lot about tribal conflicts, and I don't know exactly what is the cause of fighting against each other among the tribes, but do you foresee any problems, for example, in certain communities? And what type of agreement do you think you intend to give them? Or what kind of the research? Can research itself help to avoid any tribal conflicts?
In the first place, we will not see the danger and try to push ourselves into danger. If there is a tribal problem, first of all, look at what is the problem. Is it from where we are going to work? Is that the area that brings about the problem? Then if the problem is from where we are going to work, it is then we try to look at how we can look for the solution before we even move in there to do anything. So I believe in, first of all, looking for solutions, getting prepared in case of anything, how the problem could be solved.
Okay.
Yeah.
By any chance, would you tell me what is the tribe that you belong to?
Well, since we live in a world, I'm a Ibibio person.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Ibibio person.
Okay. How do you
well,
say?
I don't, yeah.
How do you say hello in your language? Okay. Is that the same with any other tribe?
Each tribe has their own system of greeting.
Uh-huh.
But in my own video, it's Abadie.
Okay, how about any other tribes?
Which one?
For example, Anan tribes, do they say Abadie?
Sometimes it depends on the... Because sometimes they have their own dialect. It might be different from my own, but I'm very familiar with my own. So that is why I say my own is Abadie. Anan people also say the same thing in a way.
Okay.
But the alternation might be differ from our own. But at the same time, means the same greeting.
How many
the
tribes?
The nation might be a bit different.
How many tribes are there in Nigeria?
Well, I don't know exactly how many tribes. I know there are many.
Do you recognize any tribes who speaks totally different language that you cannot understand even one word?
There are some tribes like that.
Really?
And if they want to go into their own real dialect, I may not understand anything.
Okay. Would you tell me what tribes the Boko Haram belongs to?
Well, I don't know. Because I'm not there. Seen. I only hear the news. I only hear the news just as the international community hear the news. I'm not witness one.
I see. So, Boko Haram are the collection of people from different tribes, or are they the same tribes? Do you know?
Like I said, I wouldn't know because I always hear from the radio, the news, the television. So, I know there is nothing one can do now to solve the problem finally, except the creator himself, who knows how we are, is the only one that can bring a lasting solution to that problem.
Okay, so, let me tell you. On this side, we hear so much about Boko Haram, so much emphasis. So, and then when I try to look for the person who is specialized in Boko Haram, I can hardly find anybody in Nigeria. So that's why I don't know who I should be talking to regarding to Boko Haram. Do you have any idea?
I don't have any idea of who should give the right information.
Okay. Mm. All right. Now, then let us go on to the next question.
Okay.
Let's see. What would you do if any authorities ask for bribes?
Ask for bribes?
Yes.
Well, since if I'm to do anything, I try as much as possible to do the right thing. So I will find it difficult to listen to either to receive or to give bribes because I always want to do the right thing at every given time. I don't like cutting corners, so I would like to do straight and do things the way it should be done. So question of giving or receiving bribes is not, I don't welcome it.
Okay, but if they disturb your operation, if you don't pay bribe, what would you do?
Sorry?
If they disturb your operation of the company, and what would you do if you don't pay the bribe and they tell you that you cannot work here or stuff like this?
Well, like I said on the onset, going to work in any place will first of all understand the situation in that community, that area. And so whatever that is due, will first of all settle that before anything. So question on giving bribe or taking bribe will not come in when the right thing is being done. It is only when the right thing is not done, then people will start to look for how they can use a shortcut to enter. So I believe in doing the right thing at every given time.
Okay. Now, the final question, how do you think we can discipline people to work in a timely manner? I remember when I was in Akwaibo State, people hardly get on time. They say that they will come at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they are late, 2 or 3 hours, or sometimes all one day. And how would you manage people to come to work on time?
Okay. We have a specific time to resume. Anyone that does not stick to that time, that means the person is not ready to work. He's not serious. And so any work we want to do, we're interested in serious-minded people. Because like I always talk about reaching the heart. If one knows what he's doing, the reason he's doing it, then he will be able to do it fine. He will not be kind of pushing before he can do it or making a, if I don't do this, nothing will happen. No. We look at people that value what they are doing. When you value what you are doing, then you will be conscious of the time. Because lateness to work, lateness to anything, it does not show reasonableness. So we try. People will be reasonable, knows that 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So we don't have room for lateness in any form. So that could happen anywhere, but where we are trying to do, we don't welcome that.
Okay, great answer. Now, there is one student from University of Calabar who wanted to ask you some questions. Let me call him out. Just hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Ma.
You're on the air. Sorry, I couldn't call you out. And let me introduce you to the audience. You're the student from the University of Calabar. And would you tell everybody your name?
Okay. Hi, guys. Hello.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Sam Odin Edet.
Okay,
I am
Sam.
A graduate of Petroleum Engineering.
Yes. Okay, Sam. Yes. Yes, that's okay. Mr. Bassi is here, and you said that you wanted to ask some questions. Mr. Bassi, this is Sam from university. Now, we have only 2 minutes, so...
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Bassi. Sam is here, and he wants...
What problem?
I know. Sam, do you want to ask some questions quickly?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Okay, Mr. Bassi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
How are you?
The only question... I am fine, sir. Okay. The only question that I would like to ask is the issue of creating awareness to the immediate beneficiaries of what Swafin is doing, which is actually women and youth in the Niger Delta. How, as a human resource manager, what can you say is the level of awareness of Swafin's activity in the immediate environment of the Niger Delta?
Mr. Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah?
Yes, he's asking about the immediate beneficiary.
All right. For the program on hand, like I said from the beginning, we don't just move in. we try to understand the environment, the people, and show them the benefit of what is going to happen. And then we try to work into agreement with what we have agreed from both parties. And then that will help the community to see why some things should be done.
We are going to talk after the radio show, okay? Sorry, but we have to close.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay
everybody.
It's okay.
We have such a wonderful time, Mr. Bassi. And
you.
Yes,
those
two,
privilege to share.
Yes. Those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. The radio show on Friday, February 22nd, 2015, a week after next, we will invite Dr. Udebe Udofir from the University of Calabar. Stay tuned. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye.